This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I hope you are having a wonderful week. With the scent of turkey wafting through the air and loved ones coming together at the table, I just want to wish you a joyful Thanksgiving. May today be a reminder of the happiness found in every moment, the support of a community, and the significance of showing appreciation. Let's come together and create unforgettable memories in this holiday season. As you may recall, last week we talked about Together Through the Flame. Today's episode is titled The Table of Grace. Take a moment to think about your favorite dish. It's not just about the food itself, right? To me, it's more about the laughter, the heart-to-heart conversations, and the moments of real connection. This aspect is deeply understood in the Christian faith. The most profound form of worship occurs around a table, and true community flourishes there too. We begin with a story about two disciples who have just experienced the devastation of Jesus' death, followed by news of a resurrection. If we look at Luke 24, verses 30 to 35, known as the road to Emmaus, it says, as he reclined at the table with them, he took bread, blessed it, broke it, and handed it to them. Their eyes were open, and they recognized him. Then he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, did our hearts not burn within us as he spoke to us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? So they got up immediately and returned to Jerusalem, where they found 11 and others gathered, saying, the Lord has truly risen and has appeared to Simon. They shared what occurred on the road and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. Now, let's resonate. Although Jesus was with them for a long stretch, teaching and explaining prophecies, it wasn't until he broke the bread that they recognized him. Communion, or breaking of bread, serves as that divine moment of realization. It's when the veil is lifted, allowing us to perceive Jesus not merely as a historical figure, but as the living host. Approaching the communion table means participating in a welcoming moment extended by Christ. He invites us in our brokenness to partake in a complete meal. Now, let's examine how the earlier followers incorporated this divine experience into their everyday existence. If Jesus revealed himself through the breaking of bread, how did they embody this revelation? Well, our second passage paints a vivid picture of the early church in Acts 2:46. Daily, they gathered with one another in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, enjoying their meals with joy and sincerity of the heart. They didn't limit breaking bread to formal weekly gatherings. It was a daily occurrence in their homes. This suggests that the communion table rapidly transformed into a table of hospitality. Inviting someone to share a meal, be it a lavish dish or a simple drink, reflects the same sacred time. You are communicating. You matter. You are recognized. And you are part of this. The table erases divisions of status, race, and history. Sharing a meal fosters fellowship, which literally signifies sharing a journey together, navigating life while enjoying food. This emphasizes the sacred act of gathering, the cycle of invitation, intimacy, and mission emerges. Looking at the invitation, we see that God invites us, and we are to extend that invitation further. It's not about being perfect. It's about being present. There's no need to wait until everything is pristine or your meal is impeccable. The grace lies in the welcome. When we consider intimacy at the table, we transition from being performers to simply being ourselves. Eating together encourages us to slow down. In the act of breaking bread, we open our hearts. Here, we can share both our struggles and our joys. This creates a genuine, messy, and beautiful community. Finally, the mission, as portrayed in Luke 24:35. Recall the disciples from Emmaus? Upon recognizing Christ in the breaking of the bread, they immediately set off for Jerusalem. Recognition at the table naturally leads to action in the outside world. We are nourished so that we can, in turn, nourish others, both spiritually and physically. The rhythm is straightforward. Gather, be fed, be sent. The table of grace is not merely a concept. It's a practice. It is where our faith becomes real. If you wish to deepen your relationship with Christ and with others, begin by opening your table. Each time we share food, we are participating in God's vast, loving, and redeeming welcome. May you discover Christ in the bread that is broken. And may your heart be receptive to those around you this week. Now, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we seek your blessings upon our hands and our households this week. Help us view our tables not merely as spots for dining, but as places for gathering and expressions of your generosity. When we share a meal, let us see the presence of Christ clearly, just as you made it known to the disciples on the road to Emmaus. Ignite within us the understanding of your resurrection. Grant us the strength to reach out and embrace those who are messy, lonely, or unfamiliar, welcoming them with genuine, heartfelt grace. Nourish us with your spirit so we can go forth to nourish the world with compassion, fairness, and the real love that comes from sharing a meal. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for joining me at Scripture Seekers Ministry. I look forward to next week as we continue this journey on one heart, many hands. And until then, God bless and take care, my friends.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.